Welcome to Green Connections Radio, where we help you live green, work green, and earn green. I'm Joan Michelson. Find us online on greenconnectionsradio.com, on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and soon on iHeartRadio, which is very exciting. And like us on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at Joan Michelson. I'm here with lots of ambient sound at this fabulous gala of the Environmental Media Association in Earth Day, Texas, called Celebrities for Change. And I'm here with Leilani Munter, who is a biologist and a race car driver, which is really amazing. Welcome to Green Connections.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So, first of all, how does a biologist get into race car driving?
Yeah, no, I know it's a strange connection. So my degree is actually in biology, specializing in ecology, behavior, and evolution. And one of the things that I had on a bucket list that I started in high school was to drive a race car. I always had a heavy lead foot. I always was getting in trouble for speeding. And so I ended up going to a racing school, just really thinking I was going to drive a race car once and check it off my list. But I was the only woman out of 40 drivers, and I was also the fastest driver on the track. And so a local race team owner, a regional level owner, came over to me after I drove and sort of, you know, encouraged me to chase racing. And I was sort of like, well, I'm a biology student. I don't have money to drive race cars. And he just explained, you know, you showed some real natural talent for speed. And there's so few women in our sport. You know, you might have a chance because that makes you sort of different. Most of the drivers looking for sponsors are men. So it makes you unique, and you should look into it.
So he thought you'd have an easier time getting sponsors because you're a woman?
Well, he just thought that it was a different story, and that I would be able to approach, you know, companies that the men couldn't approach because there were, you know, it's harder for a guy to promote.
Like Dove soap or cosmetics or something?
But it ended up, you know, interestingly enough, I've used my race car instead to promote environmental awareness. So my cars all carry messages about clean energy, solar power, electric power. I drive an electric car.
You do? Your race car is an electric car?
No. Tesla's not a...
Your private car is a Tesla?
Right, okay. Right. So I have solar panels on the roof of my house. I've done 35,000 miles off of free electrons from the sun that land on my roof. I drive my Tesla to and from all of my races, and I actually let the race fans know what Tesla superchargers I'll be at so they can actually come and see my car, talk to me about electric cars. We also use solar power. In 2014, I became the first race team to use solar power to power my pit box in the pits. Mm-hmm. So all of my mechanics, you know, normally there's a big generator there that they're using to get power and to see the screens and the televisions and all of that. And we're using solar power for that. I don't work with any companies that, you know, use fossil fuels, no oil, no coal, no natural gas. We don't work with any companies that use fur or leather, no companies that test on animals. I'm also vegan, so no meat companies or dairy companies.
So I hope my leather vest doesn't offend you.
So I don't personally, as a vegan, I've been vegan now for 5 years, so I don't wear any animal products, and I don't, you know, eat any animal products. As you may know from our film Racing Extinction, more greenhouse gas emissions come from raising animals for food than the entire transportation sector combined. So if you drive an electric car and have solar, that's great, but if you're sitting down and eating a steak at night, you know, that is a huge carbon footprint, and I feel like people don't naturally associate their food with their carbon imprint, but it's actually a very, very big factor. So
yeah, I've heard that. I actually interviewed a food supply specialist from NASA,
okay,
who talked a lot about that. She wrote a book about it. Her name is Molly Brown. You might want to find her. I can connect you.
What's the book?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Oh, sorry.
I can't think of the name of it. But if you Google Molly Brown and food supply, it'll come up.
Okay.
Molly Brown NASA, because I'm sure there's lots of Molly Browns. But is your race car run on alternative fuels?
So the race cars are all using a 15% biofuel mix, but no, I can't show up with a different fuel. We all have to run the same thing. So since 2007, every time I sit in my race car, whether it's for a test or a practice session or a race, I've been adopting an acre of rainforest every time I sit in the car, because I can't show up and race a Tesla against, you know, we all have to run the same thing.
Oh, do you? Is that a requirement of the race that they all have to use the same fuel?
Oh, the race cars, the whole point of racing is it's supposed to make the race cars equal so that you're testing the driver's skill. So
okay.
NASCAR stands for the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing. Right. So yes, we have to fit like 40 different templates. so the body style, you know, yeah, you all have to run the same fuel, you can get fined, you know, lots and lots of money if you...
So now your big challenge is to change those standards for NASCAR, that they have to be alternative fuel. They might not run as fast or as long.
Oh, no, no, absolutely not. No, IndyCars have been running on 100% biofuel for many years. They're doing well over 220 miles an hour.
Yeah.
No, there's no problem or effect on the speed. In fact, with electric cars, for example, my Tesla, you know, the fastest Tesla, the P90D that's out right now, is actually 0 to 60 in 2.6 seconds. It's faster than a McLaren F1. And that's because an electric car has 100% torque from zero. So unlike an internal combustion engine, where you have to get the RPMs up in order to have that power, with an electric car, you instantaneously have that power. So they're incredibly, incredibly fast. There are some electric racing series out there. There's one called Formula E that's an international racing series. It's open wheel cars, looks sort of like an Indy car, Formula One car, and it's 100% electric. And then there's actually a new series that's just starting up that's going to be GT cars. So it'll be a modified version of a Tesla Model S, actually the same kind of car that I have at home, a P85 Plus Model S.
Cool. So is Tesla one of your sponsors?
No, Tesla doesn't advertise at all. Tesla is, they don't need to do that. Tesla is so successful, they make such amazing cars. They just do it by word of mouth. They don't place any ads. They've never spent a dime on advertising. So,
how many little girls have met you who are interested in STEM but then think about becoming a race car driver?
I've had a few little girls send me pictures of them driving a go-kart, and it's wonderful to see more women get involved in our sport. You know, racing, there's very few sports where men and women can compete under the same rules equally, and that's because the cars even us out, right? Yeah. We all weigh 3,400 pounds when we step into the race car. So it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. The race car doesn't know that I'm a female hitting the gas pedal or turning the wheel. You know, unfortunately, there are still people in racing that are very vocal against female drivers. In fact, the head of Formula One, Bernie Eccleston, just said something about, he said that women, you know, can't compete on the same level as men, that we're just not physically strong enough to drive race cars, which is just absolutely ridiculous. You know, I had a fourth place finish actually here in Texas at Texas Motor Speedway. So I had only three men finish in front of me in that race, and I beat every other man on the track. So if I don't belong, you know, then I think all the race car drivers that I beat in that race, then shouldn't you criticize them too? So there's no reason women can't physically, you know, handle the stamina that it takes. Obviously, you have to be healthy and be strong and take care of yourself. But
that's true for anybody. So is it just you and Danica Patrick, or are there other women?
There's a couple other women. Yeah, there's some women in open wheel. There's a lot of women in drag racing. I feel like drag racing has sort of had more women make it to the higher levels. Danica's currently the only woman in stock car racing, the kind of racing that I'm in, that's on the very top level. Part of the problem is, you know, sponsorship is millions and millions of dollars. And of course, since I only work with eco-friendly companies and companies that are, you know, doing something to make the world a better place, my picks of companies is much smaller than a normal race car driver.
Right, exactly. Well, thank you so much for being an inspiration and for stopping to chat with us. And I look forward to hearing what you have to say tonight and to seeing your presentation tomorrow. I'm going to stop by.
Okay, great.
So thank you so much for joining us. I'm Joan Michelson with Green Connections Radio. So post the questions for me for Leilani on my Twitter page, at Joan Michelson, or email them to me at info@greenconnectionsradio.com. See you next time.
Hi, my name is David Goldberg, president of Edge Studio, a voiceover company. We oversee professional narrators and voice actors for sales videos, training videos, telephone pre-recorded systems, commercials, web videos, and all applications requiring voiceover. And in fact, for over 20 years and in over 100 languages, we have been considered the most trusted and the friendliest leader in the voiceover industry. We're a green company with efforts towards sustainability at all of our studio locations. EdgeStudio.com. Sound people who are happy to help.